Josh Kennelly from the Swans does join us. It's been a great run, Josh. It would be just about sick of singing the song at the moment.
No, it certainly makes it a lot easier to get up every morning when we're winning, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Josh, we're a long way away here, but there must be some concerns in Sydney with the fitness of Kurt Tippett. So late start to the season, now out again with the same knee.
It is a bit concerning, or more annoying more than anything, that he can sort of get out for a game and show that he's how important he is to us, and then be really sore the next week and not be able to suit up. So it is a bit frustrating, but I'm sure that they'll get him right, and obviously they're under a fair bit of pressure now with him to get him right for the pointy end of the year.
Josh, can you tell us, we always talk about midfield rotations and how many numbers you would like to think they can play through there. I think Sydney have got probably the greatest depth. I think I was up to about 11 or 12. Even Adam Goods could run in there as a ruck rover, such as the old school. Is that the way that you try and look at a pre-season to say we want to have the greatest depth in that area of players of quality who can go in there?
Oh, I'm not too sure, but I think it's certainly a huge area of improvement for us this year. The ability to rotate numbers through there, and Kieran Jack and Jerry McPhail were Australian last year. Macca sort of off the half back, but Kieran midfielder now starting at half forward and being able to have a huge impact there. The young guys Harry Cunningham, Jake Lloyd, Brandon Jack being able to come through the midfield and wings as well.
So Benny McGlynn too. Benny McGlynn and even McGlynn, Luke Parker can play. Benny McGlynn's the one for me. I thought last 2 weeks ago I saw him play live, and it was the hardest running I've seen from a midfielder in the competition for probably the season. And a lot of blokes do work hard, but it was just amazing the ground that he covered.
Yeah. He does really inject energy into our side. His pressure around the ball and his intensity is really noticeable. Obviously, probably as a spectator, but just as a player on the ground as well. It's great having him out there.
It was a two-hour slog in Perth on Sunday. There's no doubt about that. 25 free kicks. I reckon the umpire said it's an ordinary day here today. Two teams having a crack. They threw the whistles and the real book into the Swan River.
Yeah, it was a fair slog. But, again, good to get away with the win. And, I think we're under a fair bit of pressure as well throughout stages of the game. I think both teams found it pretty tough to get it out of their 50 once it went in. So it was good to grind out a win and get the 4 points in the end.
Much was made of the first month of the season, Josh. There was a big powwow after a loss. I think it was in round four. What did you actually do when you gathered on Bondi Beach and smoked a peace pipe?
One of those. Everyone wants to know what the secret meeting or potion or something was to turn the season around, but I think we'd been putting in processes before that game to do with our training and our training standards and keeping everyone accountable for their actions. We probably let a few things slide early on and sort of maybe thought that it had just happened with the guys that we had out there, but I think we just kept everyone accountable and really made sure that we were lifted our training standards and our standards that we expected of each other on game day.
Quick one, Josh, just before you go, you may have noticed that a bloke called Ablett's injured and won't play for the rest of the year.
Yep.
I know it's a team game and no one exemplifies that better than the Swans, but do your thoughts occasionally turn to the Brownlow?
No, obviously a few friends have given me the tap on the shoulder, but it's I don't really think about it. The odds are very generous. I don't think I'd be up there at the moment. But I guess it would be exciting. But once you get out on the field, it's routine as usual. And you're about there trying to win and help the team as best as possible.
What are you expecting to say, Mike? Yeah, I'm going to run out now, sir. Josh, good luck.
I just want to hear him stumble a bit.
Good luck on the weekend. And let's hope that we chat to you between now and the finals. All the best.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Josh Kennelly from the Swans.